Hello, Gasaholics. I'm Hot Rod Bob, and you've got gas, the great American auto scene. What's hot, what's not, what's going to be, what could be in the automotive hobby and industry as a whole. I'm glad you're tuning in. Thanks for being a gasaholic. One of the things I want to talk about today is car shows and what you can see and what you can experience at them. Now, for those of you that know me, you know I attend a lot of events, whether it's a car show, a gathering, a cruise, a show of sorts, not necessarily a locally produced show, a national show, racing, so forth. I'm involved in the automotive hobby and the sport, both as a worker, a volunteer, and an attendee. So I see things that sometimes are overlooked by some of the promoters of some of the shows. Now, let's talk about some of my pet peeves about car shows. Did you ever go to a car show where some of the winners were members of the car club putting the show on? Yeah, it's a little strange to me. And that is a troublesome situation because the judges are usually the members of the club as well. So when you pick your own club member, it's very suspicious. It doesn't look good to the rest of the people that are there attending the show. And it really shouldn't be. If your club is putting on a car show, your members should not be eligible for judging. My opinion, and the opinion of a number of the car clubs I also belong to. It looks like there's some problem there with the judging. Now, along with the judging, there is the type of judging where people go to, and it's people's choice. People's choice ends up being the guy who shows up to the show with the most friends, and those friends decided of the group of friends who is going to win that show. Yes, I've seen it. I've had it happen to me. I wasn't a member of the group, but the group was friends of mine. And sure enough, I ended up winning a trophy at the show. Did I accept the trophy? Yeah, I'm not going to complain to the people putting on the show that something's not quite right because it was their rule. And they allowed that situation to be. So people's choice? No, don't do it. If you're a car club member, you're putting on a car show, people's choice is another suspected, not quite right. Let's put it that way. It's not quite fair to the people who come to a show that are not necessarily part of the in crowd. All right, Sherry, how you doing? David, thank you for joining in. All right, the other thing is when you have judging at a car show and you have non-knowledgeable or unknowledgeable judges. And I saw that in a show a while ago where a vehicle was picked for a class win that it didn't even qualify for. The situation was you've got a, let's just say, a Ford Ranchero. Now, that's a truck. It's always been a truck. It wins classic. Well, how could a Ford Ranchero from the 60s be a classic? Again, this goes to a situation that I've seen and I hear it a lot. A lot of people refer to their cars as a classic. There is a Classic Car Club of America that has a list of what classic cars are. And if your car is built post-1948, it is not a classic. Now, it could be a collector car. It could be a special interest car. It could be a lot of things, but it is not a classic. So I saw this Ranchero win a classic car award. Beautiful car. No doubt about it. It was a truck. It should have been in the truck class. Or, at the very least, a muscle car class. But it's not really a muscle car. Yeah, it had a big V8 engine. It's still not a muscle car. A muscle car is a specific type of vehicle with big engines from the factory. And they were never pony cars, like the Mustang or Camaro. They were never, never, ever muscle cars. They were pony cars with big motors. Muscle cars were mid-size or full-size vehicles with big engines and high horsepower. Challenge me on it? Go for it. I can show you the documentation that shows what they are. It's history. It's what it is. All right, the other thing. Make sure your judges know what they're judging. If you've got someone who is not a car person, let them pick a judge's choice, but not a class vehicle, because they don't know what they're looking at. Never have judges judge a class that don't know the ins and outs of that class. If you've got someone who's a Tri-5 expert, don't have them judge pony cars. Chances are they're not familiar with those cars. Just personal experience and personal opinion. Everything that I'm talking about is personal opinion, and you'll see it in, you go to a car show, you'll see it day by day. Now, I've gone to a show where someone has received multiple awards. They got best engine, best paint, best interior, and they won their class. Why? Yes, maybe they did meet the criteria for that. But you know what? These aren't professional car shows. No one that wins in a local car show is going on to bigger and better things. This is not a stepping stone to professional car building. This is a local car show where you're trying to build not only the attendance at your show, the satisfaction with your show, you're trying to build camaraderie among the entrants and the people coming to the show. So if a guy wins best of show, don't give him the other awards. If they win best engine, don't pick them for something else. Spread the awards out. Make more people happy, more people satisfied that they came to the show. These are not pros. They are very satisfied getting something. Now, on the other side of that, I've had a complaint from someone where I judged the show and I purposely did not pick a vehicle because it was a multi-show winner. It was in a magazine. The guy's got more trophies up his, he's got more trophies in his garage than anyone else at the show. Was it a nice car? It was a great car. Were there other cars that were equally nice that were not recognized in magazines or at shows previous to this? Yes, and that is what I looked for. Not only do I look for a car that's great, in my opinion, I also look for the backstory on the car. Did someone build this car by paycheck, or did they build it themselves? Did they get equity, sweat equity in that car? That's the full story on the car, and that is what helps me make a decision on a car. I'm not looking for checkbook builds. Yes, not everyone has the ability to build a car. I understand that. And there are some that, hey, I would pick. There's no question about that. But would that be my choice for winning because he had the money to have someone pro-build a car for him? No. And it's not a deterrent. But when I look at a car next to him or in the same row or in the same show where someone did this in their garage by themselves without the expertise of a pro, except maybe the upholstery and paint, which is a specialty item, that's the car I'm going to gravitate to. And I did. Now, there's another person who demands he gets a trophy at every show and is rather upset when he doesn't. And he is very vocal about that. He's gone. I'm not even going to talk to this person. I am going to shun that person because they don't deserve the recognition because they are demanding they get a trophy, whether they get one or not. A prime example of that is there's one gentleman that entered a car show. It was a two-day show. One day was for hot rods and muscle cars and modified cars. The next day was for true classics, and it was a Concours d'Elegance. He entered both days, even though technically he wasn't supposed to. The car is a custom build. It is not a classic, a antique, or truly a collector car by any stretch of the imagination. Now, he did win in the hot rod category the first day, which, okay, it's a modified vehicle. Does it deserve that? It really wasn't a hot rod. Heck, the damn thing was a fire engine. Did he deserve to enter in the classics for Concours d'Elegance the next day? No, not by any stretch of the imagination. The vehicle was not an original car. It was not a restored vehicle. Well, the promoter of the show decided, well, we can't get this guy upset because he's very influential. So they gave him best of show both days. Sorry, that doesn't go over with me. As a matter of fact, I purposely do not judge that gentleman's cars when he comes to his show because of that. And he will make no bones about it. If he doesn't win a trophy, he lets the promoter know either the day of the show or finds their phone number and calls them to complain that he didn't win a trophy, that his car was more deserving than others. I stay away from those people. I have no use for them. I enter car shows on a regular basis. I do not enter a car show to win a trophy. If I win a trophy, okay, great, that's nice, but that's not my purpose in entering a show. In many cases, I enter shows that are charitable. That means the proceeds are going to a specific charity. It doesn't matter what that charity is, as long as it's a bona fide charity. If I win a trophy, okay, well, that's nice. It's great. I'll put it up on my shelf, and I'll be very proud of that. I don't want a trophy just for the sake of getting a trophy. I don't want a trophy because one of the judges knows who I am. That's not what I'm going to shows for. I'm going to shows to display my vehicle, to talk to other people with like vehicles, to meet people with different vehicles, and look at the different creativeness of each vehicle. You know, I love change. I love seeing vehicles that are modified. I also like vehicles that are totally stock and original or restored. But it is not my choice to be a judge for that reason. But I have been. So it's great. I'm getting a note from Gene Bernicek, friend from high school, actually. He says he was just at a show in Santa Maria. Let's see, where was he? Let's get it back to this. Well, he was at a firefighter show and gave me some information on that, but it's disappeared. Sorry, I can't get to it right now. I've got messages from a number of different people that are watching, and thank you. I'm glad you are. But when you go to a car show, especially a local car show, promoters, people putting the show on, please make the show something that local people want to come back to. Get rid of the politics. Get rid of one of the things you can get rid of is classes, in my opinion. Try doing, let's see, top 25, top 30. This way, or judge's choice. Don't put a class in there. One of the issues that came up at one of the shows I went to was you had a whole number of cars that were in a specific category. That category was not listed as one being judged. But they overpowered the show. There were a lot of that particular type of vehicle, and they weren't recognized. They didn't fit in any specific class. Be careful of the classes you choose to have at a car show. Again, you are trying to build camaraderie, and you're trying to get people to come back to the show the following year because it is a charitable event. It is an event being put on for charity. So, your members should not win. Your friends, well, they could win. Just make sure you're not the one picking them. The judges should be knowledgeable of the class they are judging if you're using classes. If you send someone out who has no car knowledge and they are judging a specific class, make sure they know what the parameters of that class are. Case in point, I talked about it. A vehicle winning the classic category, and it was a Ranchero from the 1960s. It's not a classic, folks. Make sure your judges are educated. If you cannot get educated judges, or you don't want educated judges because you want the charity to be involved in the judging, then do a judge's pick, judge's choice, something that requires no specific categorization of a vehicle. It's the safest and the easiest thing for you. If you're going to judge by class, you need judging sheets. Judging sheets will tell why the judges picked a specific vehicle. Cleanliness, amount of chrome, detail, craftsmanship, whatever they have. But make sure you've got a criteria that is justifiable, that people can go back and say, why did this vehicle win? And saying, just because I liked it, doesn't work if you're doing class judging. You need to have validation of why that vehicle was chosen. People's choice? Avoid it. I don't care what show you're at. I don't care who's putting on the show. People's choice is a rigged ballot. The person with the most friends wins. Period. No question about it. It happens. I've seen it happen on a number of occasions. Go to a show. Enjoy the show for what the show is. If you're going to a charity show, you're going because you want to support the charity and the organization putting it on. Don't expect a trophy every time you go to a show. Don't be upset if you don't win a trophy. Be happy or glad if you do. But this is not a competition where you're going to move on to pro status or bigger and better things. No one cares. No one counts those wins. Trust me. Did you earn the win because your car is great? Not a problem. Get that trophy. Rub it in the face of others? No. If you want a trophy, you want it because of specific judges decided your vehicle was nice enough to earn that trophy. Enjoy it. Accept it graciously. Because it is a gift. It is a gift by the people putting on the show. I'm Hot Rod Bob. You've got Gas, the Great American Auto Scene. If you like Gas, please like and share it on YouTube and Facebook. Please follow me on Facebook. And enjoy Gas, the Great American Auto Scene. Since 1990, that's right, 1990, your source for automotive information, what's hot, what's not, what's going to be, and what could be in the automotive realm. Also, check out Rodding USA Magazine. You'll find a story by me in every issue. Have a great day, folks. I'm Hot Rod Bob, and you've got gas. And if you're a regular watching this, you are a gasaholic. Have a great day.